Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood mental reset guru. Ever wake up feeling like you're carrying around a backpack full of bricks? You know, those bricks labeled guilt and shame? Yeah, those suckers can really weigh us down. Today, we're diving headfirst into the world of letting go. We're talking about shedding those heavy burdens and embracing something lighter, self-compassion. Because let's be real, life throws curveballs. Sometimes we stumble, sometimes we trip, and sometimes, well, we might even take a full-on faceplant. But here's the thing, we're human, we're allowed to mess up. It's part of the journey, right? What matters is how we handle those stumbles. Now, I'm not saying it's easy to let go of guilt and shame. Those feelings can be powerful, sneaky little gremlins that whisper doubts in our ears and make us second-guess ourselves. But trust me, there's power in releasing them. When we practice self-compassion, we treat ourselves with the same kindness, understanding, and forgiveness we'd offer to a dear friend going through a rough patch. Think about it. Would you berate your best pal for making a mistake? Probably not. You'd probably offer a shoulder to cry on, a listening ear, and maybe even some ice cream. So why wouldn't we extend the same compassion to ourselves? Think of guilt as that nagging feeling like you messed up, and shame as that deep sense of unworthiness. It's like being stuck in a loop of, I shouldn't have, or I'm not good enough. But here's the truth. Those thoughts aren't facts. They're just stories we tell ourselves. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you break free from that guilt and shame spiral. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. First things first, don't try to bury those emotions under a rug. Allow yourself to feel the guilt or shame, even if it's uncomfortable. Ignoring them won't make them disappear. It just lets them fester. 2. Challenge your inner critic. We all have that voice in our head that can be pretty harsh sometimes, right? Well, it's time to call it out. When you catch yourself thinking those negative self-talk thoughts, ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? Probably not. So why are we saying it to ourselves? 3. Practice self-forgiveness. This one can be tough, but it's crucial. We're all human, and we make mistakes. Holding on to past wrongs just keeps us stuck in the past. Forgive yourself for your missteps, learn from them, and move forward with grace. 4. Focus on what you can control. Dwelling on things outside of our control only adds to our stress and sense of guilt. Instead, focus your energy on actions you can take to improve your situation or make amends where possible. 5. Celebrate your wins. Don't forget to acknowledge your achievements, big or small. We often focus on what we haven't done instead of what we have. Take time to appreciate your strengths and accomplishments. It will boost your confidence and remind you of your worth. You know that feeling when you finally let go of something heavy? Like a weight has lifted off your shoulders? That's the power of self-compassion. It's like opening a window in a stuffy room, letting fresh air circulate, and creating space for positivity. Let me share a quick example. Imagine you spilled coffee all over yourself on a big presentation day. You might feel that familiar pang of shame. I'm such a klutz. But instead of berating yourself, take a deep breath, acknowledge the spill, it happens, and focus on making the best of it. Maybe even make a joke about it. You'll likely find that people are more understanding than you think. Remember, self-compassion isn't about being perfect or avoiding mistakes. It's about treating ourselves with kindness and understanding, no matter what. So let's recap. Acknowledge those feelings, challenge your inner critic, practice self-forgiveness. Focus on what you can control, and celebrate your wins. Embrace self-compassion. It's a game changer. Now go out there and rock your day with that newfound lightness. And remember, if you found this helpful, share it with someone who could use a little mental reset. See ya tomorrow for another dose of morning dump.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.